Welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. I'm your host, Roger Landry, and this is episode number 32 on Sunday, September 4th, 2022. Every once in a while, I've told you before, I will let that song play through. I don't care which iteration you like, whether it's the original by Simon and Garfunkel, and there are several out that are very good. This is one of my favorites, and I'm really not into hard rock. I'm 68 years old. I just turned 68 last Friday. Actually, two Fridays ago. But it's just the emphasis at the right points. But it's not even the song. It's not even the artist. The way it's played, it is the words. Do me a favor one day and download the words and just read through them. And understand that Simon and Garfunkel must have had a crystal ball for this point in time. Because this is what we suffer. This is what we suffer on a very large degree, which is why we have so much tyranny, which is why we have so much corruption, which is why we have so much damage and danger against we the people. It's because we're listening, but we're not hearing. We're looking, but we're not seeing. We're speaking, but we're not saying anything. We still have a country where it would be acceptable if we the people stepped up and decided we'd had enough, if enough of us did. So the song is going to be emphasized every once in a while by allowing it to play all the way through. Could I use the extra 2 minutes on the show? Yeah, I probably could. You know me well enough. But at the same time, is that message germane? Yes, it is. So let's get this all started by what is the title of today's show. The title of today's show is Hate Speech, Division, and Fear. All right, y'all know I have to go through my usual opening, so let's get this passed so that we can jump into the message I wish to deliver today. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest website, and that's a social media website called TLBTalk.com. Come and join us and say what needs to be said. It's one of the very few forms today where you can actually do something like that, where you won't be shadow banned. They may not get rid of you. They may not take your post down. But at the same time, how many people are being allowed to see it? We don't even know what shadow banning is on TLB Talk. So please, come and join us and help us to build a community. And if you, I guess you could pretty much make the connection with TLBTalk.com when the name of this show is TLB Talk Radio. So, next, as usual, before we get started, I would like to say, once again, thanks to RBN. Do me a favor. RBN is a very, very precious to me and the Liberty Beacon Project, which I personally founded almost 14 years ago. John Stadtmiller was a good friend of mine. John Stadtmiller was actually the media director for TLBTalk.com. John and I were partners, and I enjoyed his company, and I enjoyed his wisdom. Okay, this is a platform. Now we're talking about RBN that has always given me the ability to say what I needed to say in the fashion I needed to say it. But they're not super wealthy. They don't have billions of corporate bucks flowing in the coffers every single day. It's just not who they are. If you take what they allow on this platform, they're never going to have a gazillion dollars worth of corporate money. So it is up to people like you and me to help them out in any fashion I can, to advertise them on every website we put up, to talk about them in every show we do, and to ask you to please do something. And this is that something. Go to their website and make a donation. Now, if you want to make a $5, $10, $15, $20, $50, $100 donation, that's up to you. But I'm going to tell you what's going to work even better. What's going to work even better is if you can go in and do a $5, $10, $15, $20 donation, even if you could do more, if you could do one of those and hit the button that says make this a monthly donation, why would you do that? You would do that for this reason. If they knew they had $20 guaranteed coming in from you, or 15 or 10 or even 5 every single month, that now becomes part of their budget. They can do things with it. They can grow the station. They can grow their capabilities. They can expand their reach. They can make it even better for you than it already is. Making a donation is a great thing, and we strongly encourage it, and they totally appreciate it. I know they do. But hitting that make this a monthly donation makes that something they can count on, something they can work into their budget and use it to grow this network. And if you ever hear me talking this, I don't know, gloriously about any other network, let me know. Why? Because nobody has given me the ability to do what I need to do like RBN has. And in the memory of John Stadtmiller, let me say, I'm very glad to be here, every time I get to open my mouth on every show I do, whether it's a TLB talk radio show or one of the many guest shows or guests I appear on and a lot of shows on RBN. So let's continue from there. I also would like to say thank you to Sam. Sam is our producer for this show. Sam is a good guy. He does great. When I scream, which I do quite often, he makes sure you can hear everything I say. When I whisper, he makes sure you can hear everything I say. When I need something played for you guys, he makes sure it gets played. Sam does a great job. He supports us very well. So as I say every week, thank you, Sam. We appreciate you being here. Also, Annie over at Shake and Wake Radio, who is a huge fan. Shake and Wake Radio Network is a huge fan of RBN. How do I know? I've known Annie for many years. She is a huge fan of RBN. She replays this show every single Thursday on Shake and Wake Radio. And I also have a weekly show on Shake and Wake called Eagle's Eye Report. That's on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. These are the significant parts of the Liberty Beacon Project that help us to get our word out. And again, as I state every week, the message I bring to you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. I would tell you that this is going to be, and I think I said this last week, the week before, there wasn't a show last week. And I do understand the reasons for that. So let me reiterate this point. There will be calls every week from the halfway point on. This is a one-hour show. So after the midway breaks at 12:30, then there will be calls unless there is a special reason for me to do an entire show without calls, which I'm not expecting in the very near future, but you will all be made aware of that prior to you deciding to call in. Links to applicable references and articles will be included in an article containing this archive show tomorrow on the libertybeacon.com. As always, Monday, you will be able to go to the libertybeacon.com, read the article, get the references I used for this show, and actually listen to the show embedded in that article, which again takes you back to RBN and puts a smile on RBN's face and our face as well. So let's jump into some topic because I don't have a lot of time and I would like to start taking calls after the half hour break. But let me explain something to everybody right now. There are times I don't get calls and that does not hurt my feelings. It doesn't. Why? Because Roger always has something to say. If I get no calls in the second half hour, I'm not going to be without anything to say. Believe me, I'm not. But this first half hour is my designated area for getting as much of the topic of the day into your lap as possible. So here we go. We start off again with the title of the show, Hate Speech, Division, and Fear. On this episode, we will discuss Joe Bob's latest public disaster. Today, we're going to discuss his absolute failure as the great unifier he promised on Inauguration Day. Remember him saying that? I'm here to unify the country. Okay. Today we will discuss a speech that didn't heal or unite. It frightened, angered, and divided. But what would you expect when Joe Bob and all of the rest of the dummycrats, yes, that's my new word for Democrats, it's dummycrats. So when Joe Bob and all the rest of the dummycrat cronies are directly responsible for the impending destruction of America in a constitutional fashion. Look around you, people. Your economy is collapsing. Your fuel source is gone. They won't allow us to take oil out of the ground anymore. We've got to beg countries that don't even like us to give us oil at an inflated price because we can't dig it out of our own wells. Okay? Our education system gone. Our southern border just doesn't even exist, and I could go on, and all of this is as a result of the dummycrats who totally control this government at this point. They control the House, they control the Senate, they have a president in the White House. So we are looking at a total destruction of America well into becoming reality. As we approach a vital election for America's future, and yes, it is, it's one of the most vital elections we've had in generations. The last thing you can have is a vast portion of we the people voting on your accomplishments of the past 2 years, especially if you're a Democrat or you're Joe Biden, because all you've done is destroy America over the last 2 years. That's not hard to prove. That's an absolute fact. When Trump was in office, and this isn't about Trump, but we have to make these points, the border was secured, our economy was screaming, our education system was booming, businesses were at a level that they hadn't been in generations, and African Americans and Hispanic Americans were enjoying more, I don't know, they had better jobs, they had better education, they were actually in a better position than they had ever been in the history of this country. 2 years later, all of that is gone. It's all gone. So, as we approach a vital election for America's future, the last thing you can have is a vast portion of we the people voting on your accomplishments of the last 2 years. And in this case, that would be absolute disaster for the Democrats. What you actually need is a major distraction generated by anger, fear of the highest level, okay, and division made to order. You also need propaganda that can be easily amplified to the very state of panic. Only then will your disastrous handling of America be pushed back in the mind to be replaced with said fear, division, and dare I say it, manufactured anger. So let's discuss Joe Bob's soul of the nation. Are you kidding me? What a crock. But let's discuss Joe Bob's soul of the nation speech, or should I say his propaganda, or even psychological ranting. You know, the one that spewed hate and derision from the mouth of the great unifier. Yeah, that was satire. Okay. What I'm going to say going forward is a lot from me and a lot from, and you know I love to do this, I put together articles that I really like and I publish them on the Liberty Beacon, and we have five global news websites plus the social media website. So a lot of this goes up and a lot of this represents what myself and the rest of the staff in the Liberty Beacon Project think. Every once in a while I find one that's really good, and I meld it into my discussion for you on Sundays. The one I'm going to be taking pieces from is titled, "Will the Person or Persons Who Wrote the Vile Speech Please Stand Up?" That was written by Patricia McCarthy. And the link to this article will be tomorrow in the article that's published with this show embedded in it. She does a great job. And she actually saved me a lot of writing because she did such a great job. Now, you will hear a lot of me, but you will hear a lot of her. And between the two of us, we're going to tell you exactly why Joe Bob blew it royally on Thursday. Not a joke. Because while pathetic old Joe Bob delivered his soul of the nation speech on Thursday with the fury and rage of a demented man, everyone knows he did not write the words. He spewed with such venom. He didn't. So who did write it? And exactly who thought staging the event like the Nazi propagandist Lenny, I think it's Riefenstahl, was a good idea? And that parroting Hitler's infantic gestures where he waved his arm, pointed his fingers, and I'm not telling you anything about Hitler's personality at this point, but this is the way he delivered his speeches, with very emphatic gestures. Who the hell thought that this combination would win over supporters? Who? The Nazi-like staging could only be lost on the very young who have no clue. Are the writer or writers and stage designers, meaning what you saw behind him, so contemptuous of America, as Obama surely was, that they thought presenting Biden as some third world dictator would be well received? Are you freaking kidding me? And all of this from Independence Hall, where our founders signed the Declaration of Independence. Go back and look at any YouTube video of him giving that speech. It's a black background with deep red, with military people standing on either side. And he's standing in the middle, almost in shadow, waving his hands, pointing and growling at everybody, telling us how much he hated us. Us being anybody who's not liberal. Any conservative, any Republican, we're all evil people. And he did this from Independence Hall. Stop and think about that. Surely, they must be proud of their work. One might expect them to admit authorship and enjoy bragging rights, but no one has claimed credit for what will come to be known as one of the most infamous speeches ever delivered by an American president. Whoever they are, they need to be identified and fired, for they are obviously enemies of America, or hate America to such a tune that why the hell are they here? Oh, we all get that the goal was to drive Trump supporters into the streets to wreak violence in a style Antifa did or Black Lives Matter did. Those thugs who were allowed to destroy entire inner cities without being charged for any crimes. That was abundantly clear. This was to spark the right into revolting. The left badly wants an excuse to accuse Republicans of the kinds of violence and left-supported groups would go along with this because they commit these type of things on a regular basis. And they want, again, the attention taken off of them. But conservatives simply don't behave this way. On the whole, Trump supporters are more evolved than the street goons the leftists cheer. Biden claimed that Trump supporters are violent, but given Kamala's support for the rioters in the summer of 2020, it is the left that incites violence and participates in it and then bails them out and sends them home. Meanwhile, if you walk through the Capitol taking selfies, you're in jail or you're in prison for over a year with no representation, which is so unconstitutional, it's insane. Where do you see the equality in this, people? Because if anybody listening to me sees equality in this or truly understands it as being fair, shut the damn show off now, you're a moron. Roger Simpson wonders who wrote this as well. John Meacham? Jeff Nussbaum, Vinny Reddy, Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, or some young university indoctrinated communist whose name you've left yet to learn. Simon, too, wants to know who put those evil incendiary words in Biden's all too, I don't know, complacent mouth. Why aren't they willing to take credit for the inflammatory words they slammed into our faces? Yeah. Many media platforms refused to carry the speech live. No doubt they had advanced knowledge of its text and chose to wisely not put it on the air because of its rabid demagogic speech. They probably did not even know that the staging would be extremely Nazi-esque. And yet, perhaps it would have been better if many more millions had actually seen that speech. They may have been oh so harshly awakened as to just who Joe Bob really is, a puppet of some very bad people who do not have America's best interests at heart. But alas, the media will protect the treacherous Biden and their handlers, no matter how much damage they do. Like the rest of the demented left, Pelosi, Schumer, etc., Biden kept saying our democracy is in danger. Yet the word democracy is not mentioned in the Constitution. We are a representative republic, not a direct democracy. As for equality, the other word Biden kept reiterating over and over again, as the left tries to legislate equality, it's an impossibility to do. Thus, we are now all less equal than we ever were. The imposition of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, has made us all just cogs in a color-coded machine that either punishes or rewards based on the notion that all people must be categorized by race. Given the fact that whoever wrote that repugnant speech is not stepping forward to take credit for his or her work, one has to wonder if it is because they are as shocked by the largely negative reaction to it as you and I are. Or perhaps they knew it would offend millions of Trump supporters and it was meant to offend. Then they may be proud of this speech, but too cowardly to take credit. One thing is certain. They did Biden no favor. Anyone who saw, heard, or read the speech knows without a doubt that Joe Biden is an even nastier piece of work than previously known. He and his speech-writing pals are a blight on our political scene, more than any previous president or presidential staff. Biden is the most anti-American president in U.S. history, which is saying a lot given Obama's disdain for the American people. Also, you have to stop and consider, Biden is compromised. Don't say no, because you're wrong. Hunter Biden's laptop and other pieces that are related to that prove unequivocally that he was taking money from and influence from China, Russia, and the Ukraine. And to this day, how many times do you think he's been told, unless you want us to let everybody in America to know what we did with you, this is what you're going to do from us? How the hell do you justify selling the U.S. strategic oil reserves to the Chinese Communist Party? 1 million barrels of oil in the strategic reserve meant only to keep you and I from going without in case of an emergency. How do you justify that? How do you justify the fact that he has lifted almost every restriction on trade that Trump put in place to help save American businesses? How do you justify that? And I could go on and on. This is a compromised president. He has two goals: stay in power and bring America to her knees. He's doing one as we speak, bringing America to her knees. In so many ways, it's insane. We'll talk about that after the break. And the first one, stay in power. This was the reason for that speech. There is so much that has gone on in his first almost 2 years that is literally destroying America that they will do anything at this point. And in the next 2 months, do not be surprised at what you're about to see. You will see surprises and things that will freak you out beyond anything, because they must distract you from their total destruction of America in order to have any hope at all of holding on to either the House or the Senate. We are looking at America literally being destroyed by the liberals and their puppet, Joe Bob. That speech was the worst speech I have seen in my 68 years on this planet, and my recollections of presidents and what they said goes all the way back to Eisenhower in 1960. So I speak with a little bit of authority. All right. We're going to be rolling on a break here real soon. So think about these things. If you wish to call in, I would love to take calls. If nobody calls in, believe me, I got some talking points. We're going to discuss how we got here and how we can get out of here. And it's not as easy as you all think. And the answers aren't in everybody's face, but they're there. We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I don't see at this point any callers, so I'm going to jump into a couple of things that I feel need to be discussed and go right along with what we had already discussed in the first part of this show. These are, I guess the best way to put this is political grandstanding. Now, grandstanding doesn't really sound like anything evil. It really doesn't sound like anything that's in your face. It sounds like some sort of a media presentation or somebody doing something to get attention. Grandstanding. But if you stop to consider the necessity that the Democrats are feeling right now to grandstand. And we touched on this just prior to the break. And the need for grandstanding is what has happened so far. What has happened to this country so far? And with that, we'll save this for a few seconds, and let's talk to Andy in Texas. Andy, how are you today? Roger.
Roger, yeah, I was trying to think of your last name. I had the first one, but anyway, yeah, because, you know, okay. You got Roger Daltrey and all those other things and stuff.
it's Landry.
Yep, no, I knew that. I just said it couldn't get it out of my mouth. Anyway, okay. I know you were talking about, you know, because this little speech this knucklehead did, you know, standing up there like some Hitler guy and stuff, that was a declaration of war on, let's go with MAGA, the conservatives, and whatnot. But that's just the declaration of war. And so you're thinking all these people that watched it, they're all liberals and on the side of this guy. They're all sitting back going, yeah, let's have a war with these guys. Let's get them. And these people are failing to see that as soon as they're done with us and the job is done, when I say us, I'm not putting myself in any category, but I'm on the side that the government is doing wrong. And that's another reason for them to come after me. That's another the whole reason for this little word. But they're going to come after these guys too. So this is an oxymoron. You got a bunch of people cheering them on. Yeah, get those Trump supporters, get those MAGAs, get those guys, get this guy. And meanwhile, you're a victim. You're a victim because you're the next guy they're going to come and get. And I just don't understand the logic of the American people today, Roger.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I think you've overestimated something. Do I think what you just said is brilliant? Yes, I do. But what I think you've overestimated is the amount of people, and you've got to remember, those who think that they are, that what they do means something will speak the loudest. And that is the liberals who are saying, yeah, we love that speech. He's absolutely right. We got to get us some MAGA, you know, supremacists. We got to get, okay. If you stop to consider how much of the population they actually make up, it's not a very significant portion of the population. What most people need to understand is that the actual Democrats who believe that they are Democrats, not because of Joe Biden or anything else, but because that's the way they were raised. They have certain beliefs, so on and so forth. They are Democrats. They listened to that speech and they didn't like it. And there's already people on the, you know, the Democrat side pushing back against it, saying that's just a way too abrasive for a president who claimed he was going to unify America to step up and literally do everything in his power to divide America. So if we take the people you're talking about and I just mentioned, they may be 15% to 20% of the liberals or the Democrats. They're not 90%. They're not 80%. They're the same portion of people who destroyed and burned down cities and got totally away with it. While Democrats who are patriotic Democrats and believe in the Constitution and believe in the rule of law sat back and watched these people destroying cities in their name and went, that ain't right. The problem is, you hit the nail right on the head, my friend. The problem is they're not speaking up. I have a feeling as they see, starting with Joe Bob's speech on Thursday, as they see the hate coming out of the extreme left, you're going to see more Democrats speaking up and saying, you don't represent me.
Well, a lot of the Democrats have already spoke up. If you believe the numbers, they're saying 2 million people have changed their stance on politics and they've changed to Republican for electing. If they say 2 million, you can guess it's probably much higher than that. So
probably
the numbers
about
12 to 15 million.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm guessing too. Absolutely. And so I think this is going to backfire on them, but I still think they have a wonderful plan for a backfire moment. They've tried to grab every instinct a human would have. And that's what all this phone tracking and all those little cards you show at the grocery store, they're tracking what you're buying, how you're doing this. They're totally tracking your every move. And they think, that's why they're doing this, they think that they've got the... They have got us all figured out to how we'll react to everything. And I think that the one thing that's missing is the human factor. I mean, you can guess all you want based on what I say to you, what you hear, what you read on my text, or what you hear me saying on the phone, but you don't know me. And that's the thing. It's a human factor, and I do believe that will be the upper hand when this thing comes together.
Andy, this isn't the first time we talked, I believe. This is not the first time you called
it. With B.
Yeah. And I would tell you that I really enjoy it when you call in for two reasons. One, you don't force anything down anybody's throat. And two, you pretty much know what you're talking about, which means you're not 25 years old. I just turned 68 a little over a week ago. I'm guessing that you may not be as old as I am, but you're not a teenager.
No, that's for sure. My body will tell you that one.
All right. Is there anything
else?
Thank you
for your time, Roger. No, that's it. I just wanted to get it out there. I think the human factor is the number one thing that they're overlooking, because
you can't
predict us like robots. I mean, we have our own feelings, emotions, and we'll decide what we're going to do when the time comes to do it. Although I do think the time to do something is rapidly passing. Anyway, I'll let you go with that, Roger.
Okay. And thank you, Andy. And now that Andy is gone, let me answer the last point he made, because it pretty much melds with what I was telling you before Andy called in. We are at a point right now where the grandstanding is starting to become very transparent. We're looking and we're saying, that doesn't make any sense. What do I mean by grandstanding? Mar-a-Lago is grandstanding. What do I mean? I'm going to pretty much guarantee you that Trump is not going to be indicted. Because if Trump gets indicted, the first thing his legal team has is access to everything the government used, every document they have, everything as part of their case. They have discovery. The last thing the government wants is to give Trump discovery. He's not going to be charged. But they are literally going to wave in the air the possibility this is the biggest traitor America has ever seen, even though there is absolutely nothing to back it up. There was no need to do that the way it was done. There was no need to do an early morning raid when they knew he wasn't there with, I don't know, 30 agents. Believe it or not, they had helicopters over the Mar-a-Lago, and they had divers in the water. They had it land, sea, and air. That's absolutely insane. All they had to do was knock on the door, and they would have gotten all the cooperation they wanted. This is what is called grandstanding. They want everybody to believe that Trump is a traitor. Why do they want everybody to believe Trump's a traitor? Not because Trump's going to win anything in 2022. There's no presidential election. But how many people did he sponsor? How many people, candidates, did he back? How many of them? And like 90% plus of the people he backed won their primary races. So what they need to do before the main election is to discredit Trump to such a point that all of the people that he backed and won their primaries now all of a sudden have a big black mark on them because Trump was the reason they won, or that's what they will have people believing. At this point, the grandstanding starts to make sense. It's not about putting Trump in jail. It's not, because they're not going to do it. It's never going to happen. Mark my word. They will not put him in jail. They will not give his lawyers discovery to see all the government documents. They just won't ever do that. Okay, that's one. How about another, I don't know, example of grandstanding? I'm going to give you $10,000 forgiveness on your college loan debt. Okay, I'm going to give you $10,000, and in certain circumstances, you may get as much as $20,000. Now, stop and think about that. Who is actually going to pay for that? And they're telling you it's $300 million, but if you listen to the press secretary in the meetings in the White House, and if you listen to Joe Bob himself or any Democratic senator or congressman, nobody can tell you how this is going to be paid for. Nobody can actually tell you how much it's going to cost. They're telling us it's $300 billion, but there are economists, highly placed economists, that are telling us this will bump up on $1 trillion. Who's going to pay for that? You're going to pay for it, and I'm going to pay for it. I never went to college. I went into the military, got out of the military, went to work for the military industrial complex. Okay? But I'm going to pay for the college debt of people who did go to college. All right? Retired people out there, their taxes are going to go up. Why? Because they're going to have to pay for this kid's college debt. We are going to pay for that. The people who never went to college will pay for this person's college. The people who saved their money so their kids could go to college and busted their hump for 20 years to make sure they didn't incur debt will now be paying for that college. Okay? And I could go on. The people who will be paying for that are you and I. And if you put $1 trillion on the debt, your taxes are what's going to pay that $1 trillion off. So it goes on to the back of you, me, and our children. Another $1 trillion in the well over $31 trillion of debt we already have. The big thing here is, how do I know this is grandstanding? Well, it's obviously grandstanding because what he did is totally unconstitutional. He doesn't have the right to forgive debt. He does have the right to delay payment. He doesn't have the right to forgive it. Even Nancy Pelosi, and you've all seen this by now, stood up to say the president doesn't have the constitutional right to forgive debt. But he did. Why did he do that? Why did he do that 60 days out from one of the probably most important elections in recent American history? Because a lot of kids or young adults, not kids, are going to say, this dude saved me $10,000. I'm going to vote for him. Grandstanding. So you got grandstanding at Mar-a-Lago so that people will figure that Trump is so bad that anybody he backed to win their primaries shouldn't win the election. And you've got how many college kids in the millions whose debt is just a portion of it, a good portion, is absolutely forgiven, even though it will burden those it should never burden, and they're going to vote for Joe Biden. Again, we're looking at grandstanding. Now, this is just two examples. There's a whole lot more of that. It all boils down to this, okay? I've ruined your economy. I've destroyed your family unit. Now, why does Roger say I've destroyed your family unit? I got a kid that goes to school. That kid is 9, 10 years old. All of a sudden, some drag queens come in, and he realizes that that's fun. That looks like it would be a lot of fun, and I'm not having any fun right now. So he goes up and talks to the teacher, and the teacher says, well, if you want to be a girl, we can help you to do that. Now, you need to go home and tell your parents you want to be a girl, and if they say no, then you come back and tell us. Now, I'm obviously just shortening all this down, but this is exactly the way it goes. So this child goes home and says, Mom and Dad, I want to be a girl. And my teacher said that there's a way we can do this. And the parents look at their 10-year-old boy and go, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen until you're 18 years old. You've had a chance to really think about this, and you can make that decision from a venue of knowledge and understanding. So it's not going to happen. That child goes back to school, tells the teacher or the guidance counselor what their parents said. This is a possibility, a very good possibility. It's already happened. Somebody from DOJ knocks on the door. The mom answers the door. The DOJ tells the mother that you're either going to lose your child, we're going to take your child away, or you will be in court very soon. This is it. When the state says, we will tell your child what they can and can't do, and you no longer have a say in it, you tell me how this is not the state interfering or destroying the family unit. This is exactly what's happening. So I've destroyed your economy. I've destroyed your system of education. I've destroyed your family unit. I've destroyed the security of the southern border. I'm destroying your military. I'm destroying the value of the dollar globally. I've destroyed your ability to fill your car up. The United States has the largest oil reserves on the planet. Nobody ever talks about the almost $3 barrels of oil underneath the Southern Rockies. Most of it is in shale oil, but it's still there. We have the biggest oil reserves on the planet, but we are begging for oil now from people who are flipping us the bird. So now I've also destroyed your fuel security. I've destroyed your food security. Why do I say that? Stop and think about it, people. Who's been paying farmers 1.6 times the value of their herds to slaughter their entire herd? Who has been paying farmers 1.6 times the value of their crops to plow their crops under their entire crop, not sell anything? Who is responsible for more food processing plants? One was destroyed just the other day, a couple days ago. There's an article about it on the Liberty Beacon. And in that article is a graph showing you what I'm about to tell you. If you stop to consider that over the last 18 months, less than 24 months, more food processing plants have been destroyed than in the last 25 years combined. But that's just a coincidence. Come on. It's such a coincidence. More than all 25 past years combined in the last year and a half. Just a coincidence, right, people? And that graph is in the article on the Liberty Beacon Project. And if I remember, I'll make sure there's a link to that article in the article with the show embedded on it tomorrow. So now your food security going out the window. There's no way to process your food. Thus, they can't get it to the market, which means they can't get it to you. All right? There's not enough meat, and there's going to be even less going forward because they're paying farmers big bucks or ranchers to get rid of their herds, their chickens, their cows, their turkeys, literally paying them out the butt because it's one time, they're gone. Okay? Just plow your entire crop under. You don't sell anything. Plow the entire thing under. We give you a premium for that. Stop and look. Food security gone. So now all of this has been destroyed in the last 2 years. Who the hell can look at this and say, Roger, you're exaggerating it? I dare you to tell me which one of the things I just told you is wrong. Do we have the highest inflation, which is actually about 14 to 15%, not 9%, which is what they're telling you? Do we not have the highest inflation since the Great Depression? Yes. Is the dollar value at its lowest point in the history of the dollar? Yes. Is our entire economy collapsing? Yes. Is our southern border out of control? Yes. Are our schools out of touch with reality? Yes. Have you lost control over your children to the state? Yes. Would you like me to continue? And all of this has happened in the last 18 to 24 months. But Roger's crazy. It's not political grandstanding. Why the hell do you think Joe Bob would get up in front of the entire nation and make a speech that looks like, again, I'm not besmirching anybody here, even Hitler, no matter what you think of Hitler, because some people think that he was used and abused. And if that's the case, fine. What I'm saying is the perception of Hitler standing at a podium, banging his fist, and screaming out, this was the perception you had. Deep red background, military standing behind him. He's almost in a shadow. He's throwing his hands around, and he's hollering, telling everybody how half of the country is the most evil and traitorous people on the planet. When's the last time you heard a president do that? When? But it is an absolute necessity for the Dummycrats. They are beyond the point where they can hide what they have done. How do you hide a destroyed economy? How do you hide a destroyed military? How do you hide a destroyed border? How do you hide? And I could go on. You can't hide this. So what you need to do is close door number one. Here goes Roger again. Close door number one. Open up door number two. When people start to get, that's not right, you close door number two and you open up door number three. You're looking at door number three, people. And that's called grandstanding. They are throwing things in your face to make you forget the fact that they have literally destroyed America in 2 freaking years. That's what's happening. And they need you to forget that, because you need to understand that the Republicans are responsible for all of this. The Republicans are responsible for the vaccines not working well. The Republicans are responsible for the hate between races. The Republicans are responsible, and they are telling you this flat out, except all of this has gone down the tubes since the Democrats took power, and the Republicans have literally been kept from doing anything. But yet they're to blame. Grandstanding. They're fascist. They're white supremacists. What do you want me to say? How many more things you want me to throw up? I've got 2 fingers in there. Want to bet I could put at least 5 up? We are being divided due to political grandstanding, because it is the only hope they have of even trying to make any attempt to hold on to power in November. And I will tell you, keep your eyes open. We have 2 months to go. And the government will pull some false flag events. Not a joke, an absolute fact. The government will grandstand. Not a joke, an absolute. You've already seen 2 of them, 2 relatively big ones, Mar-a-Lago and debt forgiveness for college kids. Stop and think about that. It's going to get bigger, badder, and faster the closer we get to the election. And if you're not ready for it, if you're not ready to say this is bullcrap, and no, I'm not going to freak out, no, I'm not going to panic, and you need to show me where this is actually true, you need to prove it to us before I run out in the streets, which is what they want you to do. They want you to do what the liberals did, what Antifa did, what BLM did, and they didn't get hardly even a slap on the hand. But if you and as conservatives do it, you will be imprisoned for a very, very long time. And the instigation for you to step out and do that is in your face, starting with that speech. Please don't fall for it. Please understand, we are conservatives. We are patriotic Americans. We understand the Constitution, and you can take your division and stuff it where the sun doesn't shine. If we give in and we go out into the streets and start to harm people and burn buildings and destroy businesses and cause people to die, then they have everything they wish to jump in with everything they can and destroy any kind of conservatism in this country forever. Please don't fall for this. That was the impetus of Joe Bob's speech. That's what it was there for. That's why that grandstanding happened. Please don't fall for it. We can take this country back, and we can do it the way conservatives do everything, by using our brains, by using our wallets, by using our wit, and by being involved. Violence doesn't have to be a part of anything until there is absolutely no recourse left whatsoever. And we're not there yet. You want to save this country? Get off your lazy butt and do something. Please. We all need to do something. And we all need to be voting. And I'm going to, for all the people out there that are saying voting doesn't count, no, it doesn't count anywhere near like it used to. But right about now, you make sure it counts. You make sure the votes are legal. You stand outside of these voting places. You take polls when people come out. You make sure that they're not hooked up to the internet. You do the things you can do to ensure these elections are sound, and you be a part of this. Because if you're not, if you sit back and complain, if you sit back and cry, then you've given up. And they will have everything they need. Push has come to shove, people. It's up to us now. Let's do something, please. All of us. Let's do something. I'll be back next week. Thank you for listening.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness.